Christina, Queen of Sweden, has been the subject of fascination over the years. Born in Stockholm in 1626, her father, the king, had her brought up as befitted a royal male, as she was an only child and destined to rule. Educated in philosophy, the arts and the sciences, she proved an enthusiastic student. Her love of learning, her intelligence and wit earned her the nickname Minerva. Coming to the throne at 18, she wanted Stockholm to become the Athens of the North and built up an impressive art collection. But there was a problem. She didn't want to marry. She admitted to having no interest in the sort of things that women were supposed to be interested in and to talk about. She liked to wear men's clothes and shoes. She loved riding, and apparently she swore like a trooper. In 1654, after 10 years of reign, the 27-year-old queen abdicated, passing on the throne to her male cousin. It was a dramatic move which shocked everyone. The reason that she gave was that she thought a man was needed to rule the country and to lead the army, and that she needed a rest. What she didn't admit to was that she'd secretly converted to Catholicism, which was banned in Lutheran Sweden. Christina went into exile in Rome, arriving with a huge entourage of 255 people and 247 horses. She settled down in the Piazza Farnese, which had been designed by Michelangelo and was owned by the Duke of Parma. The magnificent palace needed repair, and Christina restored it and started filling it with art. With her wealth and her status, she could be at the heart of the Baroque music and art scene, a prospect that filled her with happiness. She was still living in Rome when she died, aged 62, and she was buried within the Vatican grottos, one of only three women to be buried there. Music played an important part in Christina's Roman exile. None other than Alessandro Scarlatti was her choirmaster and Arcangelo Corelli her orchestral conductor. Corelli dedicated his trio sonatas Opus 1 to Queen Christina. Here is the sonata in D minor, the 11th sonata from Corelli's Opus 1. The movements I've chosen are Allegro, Adagio, Allegro. Violinists Simon Standage and Michaela Corberti are accompanied by Anthony Pleith and Trevor Pinnock. Corelli's Sonata in D minor, and that was played by Simon Standage and Michaela Corbetti, and they were accompanied by Anthony Pleath and Trevor Pinnock.